Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
So the question is,
what is the question, sir?
Is it too late to learn friendliness in adulthood? Ask me. That's our drive moment.
Your answer is yes, ne?
Yes.
Because you are not friendly. Guys, I've met people in my life. Glenn is the most unfriendliest, cruelest person you will ever meet while he's laughing with you. I know it sounds like a mess. He's laughing, but he's cruel. He's mean. He won't even go for coffee with you. He's mean.
Yeah, but I'll go for tea with you.
You will never go for tea with me. Uh-huh. You're lying.
You know, we'll go for tea. Coffee, yes, I want. I have coffee on my own because I have a certain taste when it comes to coffee.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'll tell you some
but
other
day. Do you think you could ever learn new ways?
Nah.
To be friendly.
Listen,
let me just be honest, right? I think a lot of people, I spend a lot of time on my own, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm not famous, I'm just well known, right? And when I
it's in English.
When I bump into people, I think people listen to me on the radio and they think even outside radio I'm this bubbly.
You are jolly, yeah.
You know, only to find I am jolly. No. But why am I supposed to smile when I'm on my own? Now can you imagine?
It doesn't make sense.
I'm walking on the street. Now I must be smiling. So people call and say, "Hey, you don't smile." I'm like, "I'm on my own. Come and greet me." Then you'll see the other side of me. I don't think I want to change, Champ, for your sake, but it's never going to happen.
But at the same time, you know, when family members, there's always going to be that one person that is not the friendliest person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you that person? That's who we're talking about. Are you that person that you think it's too late for you to learn to be friendly? When does funerals by us go to get by Anchosfina? Because Anchosfina utonjimpumulo ihlila esiphongo already. She doesn't want to say, like, we can't even go and say, just Kia, sasala la camera sigu. Because you know, you're not going to get the greatest response.
So, our topic today, Drive Moment, was actually inspired by a story that comes out of Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Hong Kong is trying to use friendliness, a friendliness campaign to revive struggling tourist economy. Apparently, they are very rude in Hong Kong.
They are.
They don't smile.
Completely and utterly rude. I remember when I traveled a couple of years ago, our connecting flight was in Hong Kong.
Yes.
My
Must
goodness.
Must have been a cheap flight as well.
It could have been cheap, yeah. But I even want to call them Hong Kongians. I feel like I can't even call them Chinese because they look down on Chinese people.
Care.
They don't care. They are wearing these expensive masks that look like they've got like a breathing thing happening.
Yes, yes.
And they're just snotty. They are the most unfriendliest bunch I've ever
So
met.
I also remember when I went to London. And, you know, when you, I know in South Africa, when you approach someone, even when you are a stranger, they're nice to you. They listen to you.
They'll
ask for directions. In London, guys, if you stop someone and say, I need directions to go to the station, they'll just give you this cold look and just walk away from you.
Really?
You know? So, yeah, I can understand where Hong Kong, but I think it's too late. They need to start it at kindergarten.
Yeah.
And prepare for the future.
I think you too should have studied long time ago.
Yeah.
You could have been a better person now.
Yes.
We all know what kind of a person you are.
Yes.
You're acting all happy. What you doing right now? You're horrible.
Mean.
You're bad. I mean.
I'm sweet. I'm sweet. That's why you guys are so comfortable working with me.
No.
I know that's what you tell your family members when you go, yes, man, Glenn, hey, man. Love, man. Do you know why, love? I'm so nice and mellow these days, and I hug you.
Because I work with Glenn.
It's Glenn's presence.
Hell no.
That's why I am so sweet.
I think tad bit spicier because I work with you. Because you're always snapping. Kacha, kacha. Kacha, kacha.
Yeah, sounding like a train. Kacha, kacha. Kacha, kacha, kacha. 0636880959 for voice notes. You can call us on the hotline. 0860000959. It's Drive 959 coming all the way from the Western Cape, broadcasting from a yard called
Mirage.
Jeanne Papu.
So Mina, in my family, I am that person who is not friendly, who doesn't smile, who also is not apparently inviting. And hi guys, you know, this not smiling face has saved me from a lot lot of things, unlike Usiswami, who is out there, Abu Yofutazo complaining, it's a good time to Benz and Benz, and be like, yes, because of Shagana no Mimpogan in Lula.
Nama, and famous person in the family, Kira Hadwa, Kajo, but Mamutim Meroli, on a matter to go. How can Angel include Medisa or Garovite, or but like Rosaria High, or should the Likaling Yellowana High, and it is the Asata Dijanako kitchen. Imagine your daughter's wedding.
Out in Zitung Yamaz, Ginga Spana, Essentin, Sitio, I used to seem quite a lot. It's always Sarah so far like my earphone. Arafuru like Kulugu, who to Kumba Langanam, Egote, Lala Wupes, Alanuvela, Afarama earphone at the hood, Ayak Chel, Utlen Zito. He's not mean, but I know good Brasa Mall is always a good time for years. Him chase on a kid when I used to work in the malls.
Yes, you can learn to be kind when you are older. Like me, na example, I'm engnayo. My mom, she's a very unkind person. And people by msaba feminine. By msaba, like mekona yena, their behavior iyaqonda. Yabo. And I mean, I'm this person, oh, bubbly, extrovert. And by amangala kuthi, how do I tell? And by akhotla kuthi mama. So ngihlala ngibatshela ngithi, ay, she's just pulling up her face ukuthi, eh, ningasondeli kimi. But yes, you can learn. And I even taught her ukuthi, you know what, in life, take things easy and light.
So guys, I love music. Wherever I go, I'm surrounded by music. And I don't have these headphones because I don't want to talk to people. Because I am walking at a mall and I want to listen to music, and I access new music every day. So even in the plane today, when we're flying in the air, the plane was flying.
I mean, it can only fly. What else could it do? Drive in the air.
I was still listening to music. They were even scared to offer me food. You know that. They didn't even offer me that.
No, they didn't offer us. They were
you were paying.
We were paying.
Oh, do you pay there?
Yes.
I didn't know.
Oh, you did.
Oh, you were going to take the food in JJ.
Yeah, SAA pay.
That's
SAA.
Skumba, so we've got three voice notes.
Yes, we've got three voice notes.
Okay.
Mina, I'm friends. But in Tino, I will lose. Yo, I will lose. It's either you smile or you don't. Don't frown on me. Ay, ay, ay. Yo.
I wanted to meet Glenn. So I've met Glenn a few times. I once met him at the airport, and he was just so warm. He smiled at me. He even passed me a compliment. So, you know, I suppose you're not going to be always walking around and smiling and waiting for people to greet you or, you know, and engage with everyone. Sometimes you just need a moment to yourself. So I vote for Glenn. Glenn is the warmest, friendliest person, or one of the friendliest, warmest celebrities that I've come across.
I'm just gonna talk about one of Uskumbuzo. Wow. I once bumped into him at Rose Bank. I was so excited, hey, because I always see him with my shows work and stuff.
Yes.
But that day I was like, yo, starstruck. He had this look, don't come near me.
I know that look.
But anyway, I still attend your events. I love you to bits. No ma ungang kwajisa. But oksala yungi utanda skumba.
All right, I want to address the whole thing of the look.
There's no need to address it.
Ken, you addressed your issue on my headphones. We gave you a chance, fam.
Who's we?
Tool.
Like, you know when you're alone, Glenn?
Now you want to sound like Glenn.
There's no reason for you to smile at everybody. You're going to look crazy. You can't be sitting there and smiling at everybody. You're going to look so mad. And the worst thing, I'm going to be very mean.
And una leave that thing vele or him. And like a photo, hin, funny photo, pause again. I'm like, what? Skumba, can you just like be kinder? I work with a bunch of meanies.
When he's frustrated and anganyana, he just has that.
What a bully.
He'll look at you and then look at his phone.
And the mundo blind.
How blind even?
Let's go, take me home, please.
Listen, I believe it's possible for Okaba friendly when you're older. But there's people who are just friendly, even the face is not friendly. Like, there are people, how about Shebile, even when they smile, it looks like it hurts. When they smile, it looks like it's awkward. You know, I think you can learn, but hey, I don't know. But for others, they call it a resting bee face. Bareke RPF.
I'm not approachable in a way. I have that Kanye West seriousness face when I'm by myself, minding my own business, doing my own thing. But when I'm with, like, people, like my people, of course, not just randoms, then you'll see that, no, I'm a completely different person. It makes no sense that I'll just walk around by myself with my headphones on or something like that, and then I'm looking all smiley. Huh? I mean, like, imagine looking all smiley. Even thugs will look at you like, I know you're making good. No? No, I'm
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Komoto and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.